I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you heard the statement, "Leaders are made, not born"? There has been much written about leaders and leadership. Doing a random search on Google will result in over 23 pages on the subject, and search on Goodreads nets over 98,000 books on the subject. A lot has been written about leadership, but the Bible has a unique angle on the subject. God's view of leadership is totally opposite of the world's view. How does God view leadership? I'm reminded when the people of God gather together to select their leaders, they come and pray. They pray for God's leading and wisdom. They come and trust the Holy Spirit to guide, direct, and select His leaders. They trust the Lord with the outcome. When the disciples gathered together in the upper room to select a replacement for Judas, who had betrayed the Lord, they had spent time in prayer, and this is what Peter said in Acts chapter 1. "So now we must choose a replacement for Judas from among the men who were with us the entire time we were traveling with the Lord Jesus, from the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us. Whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection." So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they all prayed, "O Lord, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas in his ministry, for he has deserted us and gone where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and Matthias was selected to become an apostle with the other 11. This was not a haphazard, thoughtless act of voting. This was a moment that was bathed in prayer, and the Lord revealed who was to be a part of the 12. Matthias was selected, not based on popularity, but based on God's anointing and revealing his choice. The apostles listened, prayed, heard, responded, obeyed the Lord, and the church was strengthened. Have you prayed for your leaders? Have you asked God to anoint godly leaders in your church, in your community? You can be a person after God's own heart. Let God have His way with you today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.